Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and you and I are dealing with a bunch of stuff. By the way, where's the governor? Where is our gutless leader? Where is Ralph Northam right about now? You know, Ralph Northam and these other left-wing governors across America could not wait to give you their opinions on everything related to the coronavirus every 17 seconds in the past, right? Oh, we had press conferences 3 days a week. Well, 4 days a week. 5 days a week, Andrew Cuomo was there. Gavin Newsom. And now all of a sudden, why, they're conspicuous by their absence. And let me remind you, for those of you who had the misfortune of hearing LeVar Phoney talk about how he'd like to do something in the city of Richmond, just go back and revisit LeVar Stoney's professional past. All right, this is not someone who is exactly the guy you would trust. You know what I mean? Remember the big headline for LeVar Phoney back then? This was before he decided he really, really, really wanted to be mayor of Richmond. Slash and burn, operative who covered up Democratic vandalism hired by McAuliffe. Remember? I mean, LeVar Stoney is all upset, allegedly, about some of the rioters. And I'm thinking, but dude, this is exactly what was going on in Milwaukee, wasn't it? People destroying property and then other people covering it up and refusing to cooperate with law enforcement. In fact, the direct quote from Mr. Stoney was, quote, "I wasn't going to try and get my friends, my colleagues in trouble, nor was I going to get the Democratic Party in trouble as well." Huh. Well, here's what the report. Free Beacon says LeVar Stoney, the deputy campaign manager for Terry McAuliffe's campaign, admitted in 2006 that he lied to Milwaukee County investigators to protect a handful of Democratic operatives who were later convicted of slashing the tires of Republican Party vans, Wisconsin Republican Party vans on Election Day. Wow. Okay. But now he's terribly upset that there's violence in the city. Yeah. All right. I don't believe him today any more than I have believed him in the past. Congressman Denver Riggleman is joining us. I know Denver is following all of this, plus the economic recovery that is or isn't. Denver, thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be back. You know, the economic recovery, what's going on around the country with the riots, but also the China task force, maybe another CARES iteration in July, working with financial services right now on forbearance or also holding companies harmless. You know, based on some of the stuff that's happening to businesses around the country, it has been one busy Monday already, to be honest with you, bud. Very busy day.
I would imagine there are one or two things that you're talking about. Now, where are we in terms of an economic recovery and the terrible violence and looting and rioting that we're seeing across the country? What is that going to do to this economic recovery?
It's certainly going to put a crimp in it. It's interesting where we have 40 million unemployed, and to see this type of violence, indiscriminate violence, is awful. And I think today I was talking to somebody, Jeff, about separating the awful murder of George Floyd, but also the indiscriminate violence against those that are really innocent, or you could call non-combatants. And you know my background is in terrorism, but I was looking forward to you today because I wanted to tell you what the United States Department of State defined terrorism as in 2003 domestically. Is that okay, Jeff? Really quick.
Yeah,
it's premeditated, politically motivated violence perpetrated against non-combatant targets by subnational groups or clandestine agents, usually intended to influence an audience. So here's what we have. We have something awful that happened to George Floyd that needs to be taken care of immediately and legally. And now you have an individual in custody and other people in custody based on the death of George Floyd. That's the proper procedure to go through. What's improper is to visit violence on those that are innocent or non-combatants, their businesses, sometimes minority businesses, destroy their way of life, and to kill others like a police officer that was just killed. That is domestic terrorism. So these are two separate issues. Of course, you can peacefully protest. You protest. You do those things. You go after it in a way that is legal, but you don't hurt other people indiscriminately. And listen, I have never, ever quoted scripture before on this program. I'm one that I'm very, very private about my religion, but Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome by evil, right? But overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I think what we need to look at right now is we need to come together as a country, because not only are we destroying businesses that are already underwater, right? We're also stopping these areas from actually having economic growth. Who wants to go shopping in these areas? What happens to these business owners? This is awful. And the people that are doing this need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, just like the officer that killed George Floyd.
Well, listen, I'm with you on that. And I will tell you, Denver, and you know my background. 1,000 years ago, for a couple of minutes, I was a police officer. And
yes,
I'm very sensitive when people say, oh, the cops are this, the cops are that. But I looked at the video over and over and over. There are two videos. And I thought to myself, okay, what am I missing? Does Mr. Floyd have out of camera range a gun, a knife? Is there somebody that is engaged in some sort of behavior to get him something like that? And the reality is there wasn't. And I said this last week that I was absolutely appalled, disgusted, nauseated by the behavior of that now former Minneapolis police officer. And I was thoroughly disgusted by the former Minneapolis police officers who stood by and didn't do anything. So, you know, for the first time, I think in a long time, Denver, everybody was on the same page on this and wanted some sort of justice, including the president. And then you had the professional agitators take over. And now we're worried that we've got domestic terrorists coming into our house.
Anybody who doesn't believe that much of this is organized either is ignorant, right, being deliberately obtuse, right, or actually knows about it and is lying. There's no middle ground here. And you see peaceful protests. I don't know if you guys saw what's happened in Danville, right, in my district. Peaceful. Police officers and citizens holding hands together as a show of coming together to fight the type of evil that you might see, right, and to fight racism, right, and to fight violence. That's how you do things. This is beyond the pale. And I got to tell you, I think you're going to see more violence, and I don't think that violence is going to come directly from the people who are perpetrating the violence. I think as business owners defend themselves, you could have some very, very dangerous situations. And that's what happens, right? There's going to come a time where people say, we are innocent. We are non-combatants here. We had nothing to do with this. What are you doing? Why are you using this as an excuse to enact violence? But a lot of these people are just plain criminals. And that's what we have to come to grips with. We cannot politicize this. We've got to stop those who are destroying others because they're using this as an excuse to be criminals. It's really that simple.
Are we going to see the president take steps to deploy the National Guard? Because my understanding is that in some cases he does not need to act through the governors.
No, and I think he really doesn't. I mean, we're getting to that point where if the governors, mayors, or people of that nature don't take control of the situation, the federal government's going to have to. You cannot allow people to come into harm's way to destroy property, life, and limb, right, without some type of consequence. If you do not have consequences for these actions, we are rubber stamping this type of criminal activity, and that is not what leaders need to do.
That's exactly right. So what are you hearing as you travel the district and also as you chat with your fellow representatives in D.C.? What's the just gut check reaction from them?
The gut check on this was when something is that horrific to watch, and I've been in places where I've seen violence. And right. when you see something like that, your first reaction is these people have to be stopped. And that was with George Floyd. And to look at the law, right, to see if there's extenuating circumstances, like you said, but the law take its mark. But to see that initially was horrific. And so that was it, right? Talking to the reps and everybody's like, we got to do something about this. But then, of course, you have professional agitators. But really what this is never let a crisis go to waste. We're seeing that again, right? This is what this is. And again, you know, I don't know if they're paying $15 to $20 cash for some people. Some people maybe are naturally, maybe there's something where violence is part of their character. But certainly they're being taken advantage of. And they're doing this, though, under their own free will. But now you see the representatives in Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, I think say, hey, you know, this is not connected to George Floyd now. This is simply looting and violence. These are now unconnected, and it's being used as an excuse. So, again, we have to look at these as separate acts now. You know when people are peaceful, and you know when people are protesting against such a heinous act, and then you know those who are committing heinous acts because they have an excuse to. Those are two different things.
Absolutely. Denver Riggleman, I appreciate you being here. That is Congressman Denver Riggleman, represents the 5th District in the House of Representatives. Always good to chat with him. We are all trying to deal with a variety of issues, getting this economy back up and running, dealing with never-ending, it seems, domestic terrorism, and we're seeing those who are aiding and abetting that domestic terrorism. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.